In this bulletin, US President Donald Trump says he'll be discharged from hospital soon. The federal budget set to be handed down today. And in AFL, St Kilda's Jake Carlisle quits the AFL finals campaign. Hello, I'm Peggy Giacomelos and this is the latest from the SBS newsroom. US President Donald Trump will soon be discharged from hospital where he's receiving treatment for COVID-19. In a social media post, Mr. Trump says he's feeling better than he did 20 years ago, and he's urged his followers not to be afraid of the virus. The severity of his condition has been unclear over recent days due to conflicting reports. More staff members working for President Trump have tested positive for coronavirus, including his spokeswoman, Kayleigh McEnany. Australians will soon learn of the government's strategy to revive the pandemic-hit economy when the federal budget is handed down today. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is expected to announce new reforms to boost jobs and business investment, including the fast-tracking of income tax cuts, road and rail projects worth $7.5 billion, a $4.5 billion upgrade to the national broadband network, and a $1.5 billion boost for manufacturing have also been flagged. But Labor leader Anthony Albanese says he wants the budget to protect vulnerable Australians, including providing more clarity on the JobSeeker and JobKeeper programs. In other news, the head of emergencies at the World Health Organization says roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus, 20 times the number of confirmed cases. Dr. Michael Ryan says Southeast Asia is facing a surge in cases. Europe and the Eastern Mediterranean are seeing an increase in deaths, while the situation in Africa and Western Pacific is more positive. Dr. Ryan says difficult times lay ahead with proven strategies for containing COVID-19 now more important than ever.
The vast majority of the world remains at risk. We know the pandemic will continue to evolve, but we also know we have the tools that work to suppress transmission and save lives right now, and they are at our disposal. The future depends on the choices we collectively make about how we use those tools, develop, scale up, and distribute others.
The WHO estimates more than 760 million cases far outstrips the number of confirmed cases as tallied by both the WHO and Johns Hopkins University of more than 35 million worldwide. All Victorian students will be back in the classroom by the end of the month, though there's no guarantee the state will meet targets needed to relax coronavirus restrictions. Victoria recorded 9 new cases of COVID-19 on Monday and no deaths for the first time since September 15. Melbourne's 14-day case average is now 11.6, down from 11.9 on Sunday, while the total number of mystery cases between September 19 to October the 2nd is 13. The city needs a 14-day average of fewer than 5 cases, as well as less than 5 mystery cases before it can further ease restrictions. When asked if Melbourne would meet the targets by the 19th of October, Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says it's not certain one way or the other. Let's head overseas again, and the fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces over the separatist territory of Nagorno-Karabakh continues, with both sides accusing each other of launching attacks. Armenian military officials reported missile strikes hitting Stepanakert, the capital of Nagorno-Karabakh. The region lies in Azerbaijan, but has been under the control of ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since the end of a separatist war in 1994. On a trip to Ankara, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the 30-country military alliance is deeply concerned by the hostilities and urged Turkey to help end the fighting.
We are deeply concerned by the escalation of hostilities. All sides should immediately cease fighting and find a way forward towards a peaceful resolution. And I expect Turkey to use its considerable influence to calm tensions.
And police have clashed with thousands of protesters in Kyrgyzstan's capital Bishkek over allegations of vote rigging in Sunday's parliamentary election. The capital saw the largest protest, while rallies were also held in other cities after four parties out of 16 passed the 7% threshold for entry into parliament. Three of those parties have close ties to President Sooronbay Jeenbekov, prompting international monitors to say claims of vote buying and intimidation were credible. The country's opposition parties have declared that they will not recognise the results of the election. To the AFL now, and St Kilda defender Jake Carlisle won't play any further part in the Saints AFL finals campaign after leaving Queensland ahead of the birth of his child. Carlisle said he was shattered not to be hanging around as St Kilda looks to build on their first finals win since 2010. Let's see what the weather's doing for you. Around the country today, it's a mostly sunny day for Perth with a top of 23. Becoming cloudy in Adelaide, 18 degrees. A couple of showers developing in Melbourne, 14. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 16. Rain at times for Canberra and 19. A couple of showers in Wollongong, 20. Much the same for Sydney, a cloudy 22 degrees. Similar conditions for Newcastle, 23. Partly cloudy day in Brisbane for you, a top of 27. Much the same for Cairns, a top of 30, and a couple of showers with a storm likely in Darwin, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And for news in depth, don't forget to check out our podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.